In other news now, Rupert Murdoch has arrived in London to be greeted by a political storm over the phone hacking scandal. The last edition of the News of the World has hit the streets, but it's done nothing to calm the crisis. Britain's Labour leader is now calling on Mr. Murdoch to abandon his bid to take control of Britain's satellite TV service, BSkyB. Dozens of people have died when a packed passenger train derailed in northern India. Up to 100 others were injured in the accident. India's Prime Minister says he's shocked by the loss of life and has ordered an investigation into what caused the derailment. Australia's Deputy Foreign Affairs and Trade Secretary has met Libyan rebel leaders in Benghazi. Paul Gibson is the first senior government official to visit Libya since the uprising began in February. Australia has already recognised the rebel council as the country's legitimate government. Mr. Gibson has also vowed to continue providing humanitarian aid to Libya. Two workers have been rescued from a collapsed coal mine in southern China. The men had been trapped underground for more than a week and were discovered in a ventilation shaft that had filled with sludge. Eight miners died in the collapse. 12 other workers are still missing. The Syrian government has begun talks with its opponents in a bid to stop continuing protests. The two-day meeting will discuss a range of political reforms, but many opposition leaders and protest organisers are refusing to attend. They say they won't negotiate with the government until it stops killing civilians.